Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben, at Boy With No Job, and oh my god, to my left, Jack and Victor are just, they're not here. Where are they?
They're here in spirit.
Somewhere in Mykonos, sipping Mai Tais by the pool, neglecting their responsibilities, but thank god, I have two fantastic fill-in co-hosts, my brother-in-law, Zach, and Zach. If that's not confusing.
Confusing.
A little confusing, right?
Confusing season.
Zach Shapiro to my left, Zach Weinrib to my right. Boys, say hello.
Hello.
What up?
And today we're going to be talking about everything from the women's national team winning the World Cup. Those ladies kicked some booty. We're going to be talking about the MLB All-Star Game Home Run Derby, which is currently going on, but we got a small snippet before we started to record. We're going to be talking about the big three, probably the greatest thing to ever happen to basketball, besides the fact that the balance of the league has been restored. Power in the NBA is back, all squared across the league, and we're going to touch on it.
Is it?
It is. I think so, but that's good. If you don't think so, that's why we're here. We're here to discuss why it may or may not be balanced. But first, how was both of your weekends? We like to start this with a little kumbaya.
Ooh. My weekend was great. It was a long week.
Mm-hmm.
We had July 4th at the Pier, Pier 17.
Ooh, good.
Little plug.
No, plug it.
The Macy's Fireworks, small little fireworks show. Probably mm-hmm. never heard of it.
No, never.
And
who's Macy?
Yeah, she's great.
Gray? She's great?
Yeah, Macy Gray, exactly. So just relaxed. Was in the city, local. Didn't want to do what everyone else was doing. Why get out of the city? Stay in the city.
It makes sense.
No traffic.
No, the hotter it is, the more you want to just stay in the concrete. Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. Shapiro, how was your weekend?
I had the weekend of my life.
Did you?
Starting at Pier 17 on July 4th. Little Macy's plug. Fireworks. Plug. Mm-hmm.
Plug.
Sponsored by Jean George at the local Fulton Hotel or Fulton Restaurant.
Excuse me.
We gotta have JG on here.
Rich.
He's a big sports fan.
Yeah, we do. We gotta have him.
Great caviar.
Great caviar.
Oh. Followed by my wife Olivia's birthday.
Oof.
And we went all over the city, spent all of my money, concluding with having our entire family over our house last night, which was wonderful.
Magical.
It was wonderful. It really was.
It was great.
What a time that was had by all.
How was your weekend, Ben?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for asking. Nobody ever remembers to ask me how my weekend was. My weekend was fantastic. I was out in East Hampton because what else do white Jewish boys do during July 4th? We go out east.
Cool.
And it was quite posh. And then I came home. That was it. We enjoyed one of the worst fireworks shows of all time. I was very jealous watching you guys. My mom is such a huge...
Maybe that was the Macy Gray fireworks show.
It wasn't even the Macy Gray fireworks show. It was one single firework going off at a time. It was so, so sad. We sat on a public beach. It was just...
Ugh, public.
It was really terrible.
Even Ava toughed it out.
Yeah, she was so pissed because she loves the fireworks more than anything. She kept saying to me, she's like, you have to tell Weiner, next year we're going to the Pier. And I'm like, you can do whatever you want. I'm not sitting in 5 hours of traffic to see fireworks. So if I'm out there, I'm going to be out there. I'm just going to miss them. I watched them on TV.
And how were they on TV?
Unbelievable. Synchronized to sound. Oh, Frank Sinatra playing.
Wilt Chamberlain was there.
Oh, Wilt the Stilt. But I also enjoyed watching our women for our U.S. national team, kick some booty.
USA.
Winning the World Cup against the Netherlands.
Are they the I Believe That We Will Win team? Or is that the men?
I have no idea.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that either.
Did you just coin that phrase?
Are you kidding?
Nope.
No.
And I'm not the influencer. What are you guys doing?
I'm pretty sure that you dreamt that, made it up, came on here, and are spreading lies.
I believe I can win.
It's a thing.
By the way, I believe I can win.
Yeah.
You're saying that's a slogan?
That was the slogan of some U.S. World Cup team.
Definitely the men, because the men suck. And we're going to go into that men's U.S. soccer is fucking terrible. And the women are...
Can we cuss on this show?
I mean, I've been cussing all day, pal. But yeah, the men are pretty terrible. But so just to go into the women's national team win for a little bit, or the team, rather. They shattered records left and right, just in case people weren't watching. Not only did they have the largest margin of victory ever, 13-0 over Thailand. Thailand really got smoked in the second round. Really smoked. Alex Morgan.
What a headline.
Alex Morgan now holds the records for the most goals in a single game. She had 5 goals versus Thailand. I've watched like 3 soccer games in my life, and the totals of all the games have gone under 5. So the fact that Alex Morgan had 5 goals, does that mean that the U.S. was really good or Thailand was really bad? I don't know, but that's yesterday's news. Gilly Elias, first coach to win 2 World Cup titles.
What a name. Gilly Elias. You put the liar Gilly Elias down for you, dear.
Eudiginia Gilly Elias, dear. Most goals ever in a World Cup. Why am I telling you all of this? I'm telling you all of this because they are really, really good. And I think that you've seen that there may have been some issues going on in the news about a very, very serious pay gap issue. And I'd like to talk about it.
Pay gap issue.
Yes, there's an issue between the men and women with their gap in pay.
The amount of research you've done on women's soccer is fucking astounding.
Yes.
I split a fantasy football team with you, and you show up and you wing it. And here, you have read the entire Wikipedia from front to back, cover to cover.
I needed the people to understand how good these women are.
You should write a book on it.
Because they're being disrespected.
That's no good.
No, it's no good. Megan Rapinoe?
I think it's Rapinoe.
Rapinoe? Whatever. Badass. Won the Golden Boot, the Golden Ball, and the Golden Medal.
The Golden Boot, the Golden Ball, and the Golden Medal.
The only thing that I'm going to say is that the Golden Boot and Golden Ball and Golden Medal, they got to change the name. We get it. Golden Boot.
It's the boot, the ball, and the medal.
It's the Midas touch. But seriously, women's soccer players, their base salary is $30,000 less than the men. I don't want to dive too deep into this because we're already diving way too deep. But just the men's soccer team for the United States sucks dick. Do they not?
They do.
They're terrible.
They do.
Horrible.
So when you talk about the NBA versus the WNBA, and NBA players are making a trillion times more than the WNBA players, that's because, frankly, it's not as enjoyable to watch. WNBA games are not as enjoyable to watch.
It's all about ratings.
It's all about ratings. And how fucking amazing were the ratings for the women's soccer?
You tell me, Ben, how were they?
I saw them and they were great. I don't have exact statistics, but I know they were great. And all that I'm saying is that I really think that our ladies deserve to be paid more in this specific instance.
But they'll make it back in endorsements, don't you think?
They will, but so will the men.
Should we go business on the people real fast?
Yes.
What type of revenue are the women bringing in? Because if we took this at a revenue-to-revenue basis as regular corporate schmucks like Weinreb and I are,
yep.
I don't understand. I'd have to see the numbers.
What's the ROI?
Show me the Carfax.
Yes. So that's a great plug, Carfax. It's not an ad, but if Carfax is listening, we're ready for you. Broke and ready. The problem is that you compare World Cup numbers. And by the way, this is me speaking completely out of my ass because you know that I'm at the end of my soccer notes and I have nothing left.
Yeah, it's not on the Wikipedia.
This is all bullshit.
It's not on the Wikipedia. Not on the Wikipedia. But the FIFA World Cup for the men is incredibly popular, not because of the United States playing in it. They are terrible. We're tuning in for Ronaldo and Messi and guys that we've heard of, even though we're not fans of soccer.
The one name.
Yeah. I'm saying that's why FIFA is amazing and why the ratings are so high. You think they're tuning in for the U.S.?
I don't think they're tuning in for the U.S., but in the NBA, the Kings have stunk for years.
Yes.
Players on the Kings don't get paid less. It's the league. You're valuing the league.
That is such a good point.
Business.
That is literally just a mic drop. So,
all right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, that was really just spitting some fact.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I guess to your point,
everything
that I've said has been a lie. And
15,000 seems pretty reasonable.
Is that not how you're supposed to podcast?
No, you really just you hit the nail on the head.
The boys didn't leave that for me in the notes.
You hit the nail.
I believe I can win and ended just, with I believe you just left us speechless.
You left us speechless. So speechless that we should talk about the home run derby. Vladimir Guerrero has a son, His son's name
let me take
is also Vladimir Guerrero. And that guy can hit the ball 1 million feet.
That's a stat. That's a real stat.
Shapiro, we were just sitting watching the Home Run Derby. What are your impressions of Vlad Jr.?
The guy is a monster.
Is he juicing?
I don't think he's juicing. I think he's buffeting. I think when you go Vlad Guerrero and Zion, if you got behind them in a buffet, they would eat the buffet out of business.
Big tushes. That's the big tush club.
Huge.
The big tush club.
I'd love to see their tushes against our tushes. That's one hell of a comparison.
That's for the Patreon.
But yeah, that guy slugs the ball.
Is it still a big event?
Huge.
Because when I was growing up.
When I was a young warthog.
I mean, it was like a thing.
Yeah. Do you know how much money they win this year?
How much money?
$1 million.
Wow.
You win $1 million if you win the Home Run Derby.
Women's soccer team.
There you go. Seriously.
But what's the revenue?
For baseball? I have no idea. That whole thing.
Billions.
No. Major League Baseball is one huge Ponzi scheme. Or it's just laundered money. I know it. All that they do is complain. They're like, oh my God, we can't fill any of our seats, but we're going to pay everybody $1 trillion. How does that make any sense?
It's the TV ratings.
But
the media.
The TV ratings are high?
You tell me.
God, we're full of facts.
You didn't read that Wikipedia.
We're full of facts on this show.
So here's the difference between the Home Run Derby of our youth versus where they are at now. When we were younger, you had Ken Griffey, you had Mark McGwire, you had Sammy Sosa. You had the premier guys in the league. Apart from Vlad, who's famous based off of name, his father's name, can you identify any of
these
guys?
But the kids growing up, are these not their Sosa's, their...
No.
No, I don't think so. Because I think the Mike Trouts of the world, who Ben and I were just talking about, if he walked down the street, I wouldn't be able to recognize the guy. My buddy's getting married at the same place he got married, and he shows me a picture of Mike Trout, and I didn't know it was Mike Trout. He said, hey, look at the picture. Said, look who got married here. I said, who the fuck is that? He says, it's Mike Trout. Okay. Mike Trout is not in the Home Run Derby. That's the caliber of star.
Mike Trout.
But it's the same thing. You can say the same thing about the NBA.
You can.
And the All-Star game. The slam dunk contest used to be Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Now the slam dunk contest is Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, but the NBA is much more of a players league than the MLB is. Okay. I don't think there's the same amount of stars as there are in the NBA. There's more stars in the NBA than there are in the MLB.
Yeah, way more. Way more.
More personality, more character, more name recognition, brand recognition.
It's just a better league. I mean, the NBA is the best league, I think we can all agree, in sports right now.
Yeah, besides the Big Three.
Yeah, besides the Big Three.
Which
we will get to.
Underrated, should we tell the Schwitzers about Vlad Guerrero's pitcher choice?
Yes, we should. What was his last name?
Schneider.
Thank you. 5 straight sliders to open up the Home Run Derby. Vlad Guerrero couldn't hit anything.
Wow, he was really that hungry.
Yeah, we couldn't. Good one. Couldn't hit anything. And me and Shapiro were looking at each other like, oh my God, Vlad Guerrero is choking. All of a sudden, the sliders. All of a sudden, he starts jacking him out of the park. But it's all because Schneider, local rabbi of the Cleveland Indians.
He blessed the balls?
Yeah, no, Rabbi Schneider was throwing to him.
Stop.
Swear.
They went to the local Chabad, they pulled the guy out, and they said, will you throw it to Vlad?
They said, will you throw it to Vlad? You didn't hear about
this?
What
a story.
Yeah, it's fake. But his last name was Schneider.
And then Vlad mashed 30 home runs.
30 home runs.
In 4 minutes. It was nuts.
But Chaplin, what's his first name?
Mark? Matt.
Oh, we have a sheet here. Matt Chapman. Matt Chapman, you need to fire your father because Matt Chapman's father did not throw him one strike.
Can you fire a father?
No, but a father can fire you.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's profound.
A topic for another day.
It was, right?
Very profound.
It was. But yeah, Matt Chapman, find yourself a new daddy, one that can throw you a strike. I'll be your daddy. I'll throw you a strike, Mark Chapman.
The guy's name is Jock Peterson. What a sports name.
Jock Peterson is a former Home Run Derby champ. You know him? Young Jock.
He's a young Jock.
He's a Jock Strap. He won, I think, 2 years ago. He's on the Dodgers. He's killing it.
Clearly.
You know a lot about Jock Peterson?
I know everything about Jock Peterson.
I can't tell you the last baseball game I've watched end to end.
And that's the problem. And that's why it doesn't make any sense why they have so much money.
Now, if only women were playing baseball. Then you'd have something.
You would.
The women's soccer team playing baseball.
What's the greatest baseball movie of all time?
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. I don't know if you can hear the pound through it, but it actually wasn't a pound. It was actually quite an awkward
You've never done that
attempt of a pound. No, I mean,
okay.
I guess it's a Dallas thing.
Yep.
But yeah, League of Their Own. All that they got to do is bring what's her
Rosie
name?
O'Donnell and
Rosie O'Donnell into baseball.
You just skipped the Angels in the outfield and Field of Dreams.
And Sandlot, but who's counting?
It's funny.
But, I'm not a Sandlot guy.
What?
I'm not a Sandlot guy.
How?
I don't know.
How are you not a Sandlot guy?
I didn't like them in Jersey. I don't know.
Really? By the way, you can't speak for all of Jersey and say that all of New Jersey doesn't like the Sandlot.
Yes.
That was one of the most ludicrous things you've ever said. Yes. The state of New Jersey doesn't like the Sandlot.
Yes.
Impossible.
Poll the people.
I will poll the people.
It's an American classic.
It's an American classic.
It's like saying you don't like lime and tuna fish.
Lime and tuna fish. How can you not like lime and tuna fish?
That was the movie that always was on the Disney Channel that I happened to skip at 8 years old.
Oh, gosh.
Consistently.
It was on the Disney Channel?
All the time.
No.
It was on the reruns between That's So Raven and Boy Meets World.
No, you're thinking of...
No, I'm thinking of the Sandlot.
You're thinking of Full Court Miracle, the one about the Jews that all played basketball. So that there were 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Adam Sandler's animated 8 Crazy Nights.
That's a good one, too.
It's again, another movie. But yeah, Home Run Derby, man.
So who's going to win it?
Well, it's currently going on, so I guess we can check. But Vlad Guerrero put up, he set the record in the first round. He had 29
home
runs.
I'll always go with a junior in baseball. Give me a junior. I'll put my money on it.
There's 2 juniors.
I know.
There's a Cunha junior.
And stud for the Braves. You were telling me, though, Shapiro, that he has a terrible contract.
Monster. So he just signed an 8-year, $100 million deal, and he's a young kid.
Pennies.
But he got valuated at like $250, but he just wanted the guaranteed money early. Nuts.
Interesting.
Nobody from his camp helped him?
That's a lot of money.
It's crazy. And if you look online, all the articles.
Maybe he was in trouble.
Potentially, but all the articles are basically saying this was a $100 million bargain, which is ridiculous.
The MLB. No, but really, it's
a bargain.
Trust me, we give you more years, less money. It's a good deal. It's a good deal.
It's a good deal. No, but really, you have 8, you probably have 8 good years in baseball.
Bananas.
He's about to enter his prime, and then when he exits his prime, he's done.
Can he renegotiate if he exceeds expectations?
What I just read was that he's a free agent again at 29, which is right when the baseball guys make their big FU money.
He's going to be a free agent when he's 29.
At 29. Okay, 29 or 30, but it's crazy money.
Oh, wait, he signed he's 19?
He's young and 22. Math, 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, math.
He's 22?
Great deal.
Wait, he's 21? Math?
Wait, he's 48?
We're in the room. He can drink in America. He's legal.
He can drink in America. Speaking of people that can all of a sudden drink in America, when they were over in Israel putting back shots, Amari Stoudemire, now a part of the Big Three. But
when your
moon hits your eye. He is back in America. He's playing for the Big Three, which we should talk about. But first, I'd like to stay on Amari and talk about how he's playing for the Big Three.
Well, tell the people what the Big Three is.
The Big Three is a basketball tournament.
It's a league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. It's not a tournament. Would you like to tell them tell them. It's good. It's good.
It's a new basketball league.
1 year old.
1 year old. Ice Cube is the founder of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart businessman.
Incredibly.
Mogul, some may say.
Mm-hmm.
CBS, I believe, is the media partner.
Fox Sports.
Is it Fox Sports?
All the weird shit.
Yeah, it's Fox Sports. We were just talking about that. All the weird shit.
Content.
Yeah. Like Skip Bayless. Schmuck.
Shannon.
Schmuck.
He listens to this show, but who cares? And it's basically the concept of what we grew up with, which is 3-on-3. But it takes that concept with players that we all love and grew up with that still have some, you know, juice left in the tank. They're not good enough to play in the NBA because it's full court. This is half court, still televised. You got the big names. You got big names as coaches. And it's just really smart. And if I'm an NBA player and I can't play in the NBA, I'm making some money in this league. And who knows? Amari may end up getting called back to the Lakers or the Rockets or who knows.
And in the new world that we live in where social is so important, this is revitalizing guys'
90s. It's like a 90s throwback.
Yes.
We just read before we walked into this very studio that Amari's trying out for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Along with Rajah Bell. What a combination.
I read Monte Ellis too.
And oh yeah, that's what it was.
I might be confusing Rajah Bell with Monte Ellis. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Just clones.
But that's the thing. So Amari is currently on a contract in Israel, but he's playing in the big three. No.
He looks good.
Oh, I mean.
He has dread, though.
Yeah, and he converted to Judaism. That's all that you need. Once you have God on your side, there's nothing else. Yeah. He's got God on his side.
Is Amari the chosen one?
No joke. A family friend of mine hosted him for Seder when he was a Maverick.
Really?
Yeah.
How was
Big Jew. It's great.
Really?
He was a Maverick?
Yeah.
Those are the later years that nobody talks about.
Vince Carter was a Maverick, too.
Shaquille O'Neal was a Celtic.
I mean, we all know about Shaq. That team underrated had Shaq and Stephon Marbury.
Did you know that Dennis Rodman was a Maverick?
I did.
Did you know that Dennis Rodman was a crackhead?
Dennis Rodman played on every team. I've seen pictures on Instagram of Dennis Rodman in a Laker jersey, in a Spur jersey, in a Piston jersey. He played on every team in the NBA. It was ridiculous.
But is he playing in the big three?
No.
He should.
He should be.
Next to Greg Oden.
I don't know if he's in shape for it. Maybe he'd be a coach.
Yeah, that's true.
Or an on-court commentary.
No, but he'd be a big three legend. Just very notable guys in the big three. Nate Robinson, I mean, in New York, he's a god. We have Gilbert Arenas, Agent Zero, the White Mamba, Brian Scalabrine. Ugh,
amazing.
Mike Bibby, Steven Jackson, Glenn Big Baby Davis. This is our league.
It's a star league.
It's a star league.
And they have the 4-point play.
Which genius. Is amazing. Genius. You need
half
the
court.
NBA.
So, you know, guys don't have to run as much.
Where you guys are from was 3-on-3. We're all agreed, right? That 3-on-3 was for the people that were out of shape that didn't want to do 5-on-5.
It was for the Jews.
Well, it was also for the back, you know, back court, you know, your hoop outside your house. You didn't have a full court. Or at least not everyone did. You'd played half court.
It was for the Jews.
Did you grow up with a full court?
No.
It was for the Jews.
You had a 4-point line?
Yeah, 4-point line.
God bless.
It was for the Jews.
It was.
We'd finish lunch.
Was it for the Jews?
A big lunch. Maybe a pastrami, corned beef. We'd go outside. I would always play 3-on-3 during lunchtime in my loafers. One time I broke my ankle. I continued to play in the boot.
The big three really stands for turkey, pastrami, corned beef.
If that's not a brand integration, I don't know what is. Call up Hebrew National. Get them on the phone. Call the big three, the official sandwich of the big three.
It's genius. He's going to end up selling that league for $1 billion, hands down.
It's genius, especially because usually if you make a random offshoot league like the XFL, the only intrigue is that it's weird.
And you couldn't do that concept with football.
No.
You can't do it with any other sport.
You can't, because it's the only game within a game where if you...
Well, you could be 45, 55, yes, and still play.
The greatest comp is golf. That's about it.
It's a solid comp. Here's an over-under for you. Will Ice Cube make more money as a star on SVU or selling the big three?
Selling the big three, without a doubt.
Really?
Wait.
He's dealing with the big leagues. No,
hang on. You're talking about Ice Tea.
They're not the same.
No. Ice Tea is married to Coco. Ice Cube is from everything. He's the rapper. What movie was he just in?
He's in the Barbershop movies.
Are we there yet?
What a classic.
Barbershop?
What a classic.
Snakes on a Plane?
Yes.
No.
No, that was Snoop Dogg. Get your shit together.
That's Soul Plane.
All right.
Oh my God.
It's too much. They're too close. Oh, my God. That was funny. But the star of the big three has to be Ricky Davis. Kidding. He's the dud of the big three. Did you hear his interview?
No. Are we going to play it?
He literally can't. No, we can't. We don't have that technology yet. But he literally came on at the end of the game. They won the game. They're interviewing him. He's like, breaking news. Kawhi Leonard is a Laker. Breaking news. Kawhi Leonard is a Laker. This was last week. All of a sudden, Vegas, everybody lit all their money on fire. Everybody's going nuts. Line went from 6-1 to 1-1. Everybody's
they were trending.
Lakers, 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 Lakers. And then all of a sudden, Clippers.
Clippers.
And that's where I'd like to begin talking about what has been one hell of a week in NBA.
I don't want
free
it to
agency.
End. Who else is? I mean.
No, I don't want it to end either. I pose the question to either of you. Coin toss.
I want a league where there's only free agency.
Same. It's the best.
Where they never play. It's just
never play. No, you just
keep trading and
yeah. Just fantasy teams and you sim the season in 2K?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah,
brilliant.
Just sim it until you die. I pose the question to the two of you. Coin toss. Who's better, Lakers or Clippers?
Short term or long term?
This year.
There's no question there. There's no question. This is the Lakers through and through. And here's why.
Good.
We tell have...
Because I disagree with you, so tell me why.
I'm sure you do. But forget LeBron. Forget AD. Boogie Cousins. And we watched that game against the Raptors. Against the Raptors. Where possession by possession, every time Boogie made a bucket, we said, that's another 5 mil to Boogie. That's another 3 mil to Boogie. When that guy is on, you have legitimate stars. The supporting cast is insane.
But key word there, when. When he's on.
Without Boogie, there
which
is
could
enough
be never.
But there is enough talent on that team. Also, as a fellow big guy and as a fellow man who schwitzes in rooms like this, watching somebody like Boogie move playing basketball is one of my favorite things in the world.
Turns you on.
It gets me going. It gets the people going.
He's got a sweet rump.
He does. We were talking about the booty earlier. Mm-hmm. Boogie Cousins, he's got a rebounding booty.
He does.
Boogie goes down 2 months into the season.
You have JaVale McGee and a rat tail. You're good.
It's the rat tail.
The rat tail wins.
You know his mother was an Olympian, JaVale McGee?
Was she on the U.S. women's soccer team?
No, she was paid appropriately as a sprinter. Jesus. Stop trying to amp me up.
I'm assuming you both disagree with me?
I disagree with you, but Weiner, I want to hear your opinion.
Long term, hands down, the Clippers. This year, Lakers. And they're not done. They just added Avery Bradley today. They're not even done adding.
Can I? Lakers. What you're both
Lakers got Avery Bradley today.
They did.
Wow, that's a great
What
move.
You're both overlooking with the Clippers, Paul George used to stoop Doc Rivers' daughter.
Yep.
Cheated on her.
Yep.
And now he's playing for Doc Rivers.
Yep.
There is no world where that works. There's no world.
Here's how it works.
Unless Doc Rivers is going.
This is how it works. It's called winning.
Here's how it works. First of all, the Clippers aren't done. I'm hearing rumors. And by the way, at the current state of them, I agree that the Lakers are better. But I think that by the start of this season, the Clippers will be better.
Who's left? Dwight?
They're missing Dwight Howard.
Can we go position by position?
Yes, we can. But quickly, the Clippers have a chance to be the greatest defensive team of all time and can shut down the Lakers. And we'll go by position by position. Patrick Beverley versus
LeBron now playing point guard this year.
Yeah, but we can't put him there. Agreed.
Rajon.
Patrick Beverley is, by the way, Patrick Beverley on LeBron. Patrick Beverley is the greatest defensive point guard in the league.
Stop it.
You're going
to what Patrick Beverley just do to Kevin Durant? I'm not saying I'm putting him on him.
LeBron
James isn't Kevin Durant.
No, he's way stronger. He ain't eaten
he's
a lot.
Better.
But fine. We'll go. No,
he's
I mean,
cooler.
Who
put,
Durant?
Put Rajon
no.
at the point.
Oh, LeBron,
please.
Put Rajon at the point. Let's make it whatever.
Great. Patrick Beverley wins. The two guard.
Okay, that's one. Let's get
the
this
two
down.
Guard.
Yep.
Danny Green versus who do they got? Mo Harkless.
Why Leonard?
No, he's
no.
The three.
He's actually a power forward. I've seen in some rosters.
Fine. So who's there two?
Who's two?
Who's the Clippers two?
Mo Harkless.
It's Shamit, whatever his name is.
No, Landry Shamit.
Sherbert.
Is on a different team. No, who's the two for the Clippers?
Mo Harkless.
No, it's not Mo Harkless.
You have a phone?
Yeah, but I don't need the phone.
Do you remember
I have
the
my
days
brain.
Where you used to be able to debate this with your friends, and now it's ruined by the phone? It's terrible.
It's completely
it ruins all the fun.
We'll skip the two. We'll go to the three. Paul George, LeBron James. LeBron James wins.
Yes.
Fine.
So now we're at 1-1.
Yes. Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis.
No, Kawhi Leonard, Kuzma.
No, Kawhi Leonard.
Fine. So then, if it's Kawhi Leonard, Kuzma, then Kawhi Leonard is a 2-3.
Kawhi Leonard in that scenario is your four. You're comparing 4-4. Then,
so you're saying that Boogie Cousins is no longer starting.
No, Boogie Cousins coming off the bench.
What?
Boogie Cousins coming off the bench.
So you're telling me you have JaVale McGee and Boogie Cousins off the bench?
No. JaVale McGee. Don't put JaVale McGee in the same sentence as Boogie Cousins.
By the way,
right
now, JaVale McGee's stock is higher than Boogie Cousins.
We'll debate. AD at the five. Who's mad at him?
Oh, Zubac? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Lou Williams?
He's the sixth man.
Sixth man.
Yeah, but he plays the two. He's there too.
For the second unit, he plays the two.
No, it's the first unit, the second. Look, the Clippers have a whole weird thing where their
okay,
two best players come off
the
bench.
Size for the Clippers. Size.
Zubac.
Zubac is the problem. It needs to be Dwight Howard. But Montrezl Harrell is a fucking star.
He's a big guy.
He's great. He's off the bench. He's great.
but he's not even off the bench. These are starter bench guys.
I'm a Dwight Howard apologist. I still think you put that guy on a team and he is still a guaranteed 10 rebounds a night.
Yeah, he'll disappoint you, just like he did for the past eight teams he's played for.
Yeah, what Zach's holding back is that him and Dwight dated for a little period.
That's true.
He's sour.
Was he a Maverick too? Everybody was a fucking
Maverick.
I wish
he was a Maverick at one point.
Yeah. He seems like he would have gotten paid by the Mavericks.
Yeah. That seems like
we would have paid him too.
The Mavericks are like the Knicks. They're like they open the gates of heaven.
Except one wins championship.
I was going to say except one's good.
The Cuban factor.
But they both do open their gates.
One was able to sign Kristoff this offseason.
Kristoff?
Yeah, Kristoff.
Chris Kringle. No, yeah. Chris stops Porzingis.
Okay, so who is it? Clippers or Lakers?
I mean, look, I love when you go through it all and you talk it out, and then obviously it's the Lakers, but the Clippers are a really
scary
obvious.
Team.
It's obvious at the current state. With Zubats at the five, he cannot guard Anthony Davis.
Or Boogie or JaVale McGee.
No, he can guard Boogie or JaVale McGee.
Stop it.
JaVale McGee, I mean, Boogie is not good. You can't think about this as old Boogie.
I'll tell you this much. I like Boogie this year because he's really got something to play for. If he fucks up this year, he's going to the big three.
Is Boogie the new Dwight Howard?
Oh, my God. What a man he'd be for the big three. I really just jumbled. Big three. Bound, Boogie.
What's going to be crazy, at one point in the near future, a star might end up going to the big three in their prime.
Totally.
How crazy would that be?
Just like going to Europe.
Totally.
You know, by the way, Mirotić just said, fuck the NBA, went over Spain. Did you hear about this?
God bless.
Nikola Mirotić just wants to live his life.
The what? Guy on the Bulls?
He was on the Pelicans.
He was on the Bulls. He was most recently on the Bucks.
They always have random European white guys on the team.
No, it wasn't a bad call. It wasn't a bad call.
But getting back to Clippers Lakers, if the Clippers can land Iguodala,
or if the Lakers can land Iguodala, Iguodala is a huge factor. I agree.
But if the Clippers can land him, then I might sway towards the Clippers.
In my heart, I would love to see Melo come over to the Lakers. I'd love to see them pull Dwayne Wade out of retirement. I'd love to see them get Chris Paul. I want the banana boat on the same team. In the NBA.
I literally couldn't disagree with you more. I hate everyone that you just mentioned except for Melo. He's a god. Stay Melo.
You're the only rational person in the world that hates LeBron.
LeBron is such a fucking
amazing
fine guy.
Man.
No, he's look. It's the same thing. It all goes back to the MLB. Ponzi scheme.
Are you saying LeBron James is a Ponzi scheme?
Yeah. Look, all these rumors that I hear, everybody's like, oh, he's such a good guy. He's amazing. You know he cheated on his wife?
Cheated or cheats?
I don't know. I'm not with him every day.
Unconfirmed.
That man is loyal. I'm just saying he...
What else is happening in the NBA,
He doesn't seem to be the guy that everybody says that he is, but we won't dive too deep into it. I wanted to pose a question to you guys. When Kawhi Leonard called Danny Green and said that he was signing with L.A., and Danny Green went and signed with the Lakers, before Kawhi Leonard, do you
when
think...
When he said, I'm signing with the Lakers, I'm sure that confused him. Are you talking Clippers or...
No, L.A.
Okay.
Do you think that he said... Because I can't imagine that Danny Green just happens to go to a rival L.A. team. Him and Kawhi are thick as thieves now.
Why?
Why not?
Because they've been on the same team for 5 years?
Green wants the money, man.
He wants them. He did get paid.
The Clippers couldn't afford both of them.
The second AD went to the Lakers. I totally agree. The second AD went to the Lakers, and he had LeBron. Danny Green publicly came out and said, I want to be in the Lakers. He didn't give a shit about Kawhi.
You're right.
And you know what? He's a Long Island boy. He's from New York. We should support
him. But if Kawhi somehow, you know, went on the Lakers, there's no way they would have had enough cap for Danny Green anyway.
Danny Green's not making
it. He was just waiting to see where Kawhi went.
He was waiting.
Thankfully,
he was waiting to see where Kawhi went so he could get the money.
Totally.
Yeah. You're right. What a dumb question. Who came up with this?
I'm also a conspiracy theorist. I don't know if you guys have read these conspiracies, but basically Kawhi was
supposed... Danny Green's a man?
That's it. Kawhi was supposed to go to the Lakers, but then they were able to execute the Paul George trade. The Raptors were also trying to get the Paul George to Toronto, and he was apparently linked to Paul George as soon as Kyrie and KD signed. I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I think if that Paul George trade does not happen... Kawhi Leonard is a Laker.
I probably agree with that. My thing is, if I'm the Raptors, why wouldn't you, let's just say hypothetically, why wouldn't you trade Pascal for PG in order to keep Kawhi?
Pascal?
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam looked really good this year. He looked like a promising young stud.
PG and was a MVP candidate.
Look, I have the same opinions.
And you get to keep Kawhi.
This is a great transition into Russell Westbrook because I have the same opinion about Paul George as I have about Russell Westbrook. Once a loser, always a loser. These are two guys that are great, great players.
Well, throw Jimmy Butler.
And can't win anything. Oh, we're going to get there. Another loser. But really, Paul George, I don't think that he's worth it trading.
But you know everyone can't be a winner.
Everyone can be a winner. Why not?
Karl Malone wasn't a winner. Charles Barkley wasn't a winner.
What kind of millennial environment did you grow up in? Everyone can be a winner. Participation trophies everywhere.
No,
there's
at least
winners and there's losers.
At least you can
I agree.
You can make a finals.
Westbrook made a
Paul George hasn't made the finals. Russell Westbrook has.
Can we talk about how terrible the Thunder management is?
Awful.
That 30 for 30 in 10 years is going to be the greatest 30 for 30 of all time.
They did get a fucking haul for Paul George.
Forget that. Between Paul George, Russell Westbrook, KD, James Harden,
they lost
Jeff Green, Serge Ibaka, they had a plethora of talent.
Yep.
And they fucked all of it up.
They fucked it all up.
It's crazy to me. And everybody looks at Sam Presti like he's fucking God.
They lost
it doesn't make any sense.
The Thunder could have been the Warriors if
totally
they did it right.
Yep, they could have. They could have 100% been the Warriors. But while we're talking about the Thunder, it seems that Russell Westbrook seems to be on the move. Their team now is bottom of the Western Conference. They just traded away
Jeremy Grant
for a first-round pick of the Nuggets, which is going to be a really bad pick, by the way.
The Nuggets just keep stacking.
The Nuggets are unbelievable. Where do we think Westbrook goes? Because I'm hearing that he's on the move before the season starts.
Where can he go? That's the real question.
I think
big contract.
I'm reading that he can go to Miami. The question is,
but then you have two losers. And PG couldn't be successful. What makes you think he and Jimmy Buckets can be successful?
I don't think that they can.
What's his nickname? Is it J-Butt or is it Jimmy Buckets?
I think it's Jimmy Buckets. It was just the way that it came out. What do you think that him and Jimmy Buckets can do?
Listen, guys, I have a list. What's the big deal?
They're both in that category of when you guys said Charles Barkley, whatever. Yes, there are plenty of great players that don't win rings, but they are just losers. Like Russell Westbrook is a loser, is he not?
I would not consider him a loser.
You wouldn't.
Russell Westbrook a loser?
I think that he is a fashion icon, but I think that on the court he's
anyone
a loser.
Anyone that's made 200 plus million in a league or just in life, how do you call that person a loser?
Because he's a freak of nature. He's the same reason why Zion, regardless of how good he is, and I'm a Zion fan, but he's going to make $200 million in his career. And who knows how good he is. Russell Westbrook, I read a stat. He has the lowest shooting percentage inside or from 15 feet out. He had the lowest shooting percentage in the NBA last year from 15 feet out.
The guy averaged a triple-double for two seasons or three seasons?
Two in a row.
It's the first time that somebody's done that since Oscar Robinson.
Yes.
He is not a loser. I do not want to build my team around Russell Westbrook. But if he goes into a situation where there is a strong star already in place.
But what is that situation?
The only team that will ever could possibly win with him is the Lakers. Star. He can't win on other teams.
I think the Rockets could win with him.
Okay, great. That's a great question. Because I think that's also something possible that I'm hearing. Trading loser for loser. Westbrook.
I don't see that making sense.
For Chris
sense.
Paul. No, but do you think, Shapiro, that if you swap Westbrook and Chris Paul, the Rockets can win the NBA championship?
I think the Rockets are pieces away. I don't think Russell Westbrook is that piece. But I'm a Chris Paul apologist as well. He is a phenomenal 2K player, and that is the only reason I think that guy is good.
He's a phenomenal 2K player.
He is a phenomenal 2K player. I don't think if you put Russell and James Harden in 2K or in real life on the same team, they alone will
Listen,
bring the shit.
The only way the Russell trade makes sense is if he's traded to a team that has depth.
Yeah.
If he gets traded and the team literally has to overhaul their whole roster in order to get him, it's just the Thunder all over again.
Yes.
Agreed. He needs depth. And who has depth? Denver.
Agreed. They have the assets to get him. And they just paid Jamal Murray $1 trillion. So they have the contract to get him too.
They just traded for Jeremy Grant today.
For a pick. By the way, are you here on the show when we mentioned that not 3 minutes ago?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
I was trying to check the home run derby stats. And Acuna, he mashed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 25 home runs.
Holy shit.
First round.
Wow, good for him.
Acuna.
Robert Acuna. But yeah, Russell Westbrook to the Nuggets is a nice call. I think that
I just don't know where else he goes where it's not the same story over and over again.
But then it's a ball dominant guy interfering with a team that's so selfless.
Put him on the clip. Put him on the Warriors. Have him. Have Steph. Have D'Lo. Have Clay. Put them all together. Just put little tiny guys. See what happens.
That would be the worst team ever.
Draymond at the five and just let it run.
Yeah, that's exactly what Westbrook wants. He wants to go to a team that Kevin Durant just left in order to prove what? That he can win a championship with a team that Kevin Durant won a championship with?
The only place that he can go, Weiner, to your point, is the Nuggets. The Nuggets are the only team that seem to have the assets to trade for him.
I mean, who else
but I think, but again, going back to my point that I think he's a loser, which I understand that both of you don't think that he's a loser, but we've just spoken about every trade situation possible, and he can't win there.
If there's a way...
He ruins the Nuggets. Do you think he ruins the Nuggets?
No.
I don't think the Nuggets necessarily need him in order to win, so it would be a move that they're doing.
Do you think
doing.
They're worse or better?
Depends who they give up.
They would have to give up Jamal Murray for sure, probably Gary Harris. They would probably have to give up like Michael Porter Jr., who we haven't seen yet, could be a star.
Giving up a lot, man.
They'd have to give up probably Paul Millsap, some picks. We're talking about Russell Westbrook. Like, to your point, the stats speak for themselves. He's coming off back-to-back triple-doubles.
I don't think you're going to get that much of a haul for Russell Westbrook. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think you're getting Paul Millsap and Jamal Murray.
So you think the trade for PG, you'll get less than what you got for
the
Paul
PG
George?
Trade was all about picks. It was just picks and money. It was trading Danilo Gallinari. If the Nuggets have 7 picks that they're sitting on, sure. But I have no idea what the Nuggets pick situation is.
The one team that could be interesting if they could make it happen is the Mavericks.
Of course you'd say that.
If they can keep Luka and Kris Kringle.
He would ruin that team.
I'd pay to watch that game.
Of course. He would ruin that team. The only team
I'd
that
pay
he should,
to ride that roller coaster.
The only team that he should go to that would
Don't
make sense.
Don't you say it.
Is the New York Knicks. Speaking of the New York Knicks, they were favored to win the Summer League. Oh, and wow. Classic 0-2. This team is terrible. It's unbelievable.
No matter how you slice it.
RJ Barrett had 8 turnovers last night.
Wow. He's not.
He couldn't breathe.
He is not looking
He couldn't
good.
Do anything.
Forget the turnovers. He's shooting, what, 10%? 20%?
Yep. We don't want to overreact to the Summer League because we've had some bad looks in Summer League. Trae Young looked terrible in Summer League last year. He didn't look as bad as this, but why talk about the bad players for the Knicks when we can talk about Ignas Brazdeikis?
Seriously.
Second round pick, had 30 points last night.
Friend
8
of the
rebounds.
Family.
He is a friend of the family. Shout out Iggy, my boy.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, we chat, you know. DM. Hmm. Sometimes a late night call. What? What are you talking about? But yeah, it seems like Scott Perry and Fizdale are kings of the second round picks. Last year we have Mitchell Robinson, who looks like an absolute stud.
He's a monster.
And we have Ignas Brazdeikis. It seems like the Knicks can't
say that 5 times.
Ignas Brazdeikis. Ignas Brazdeikis. Ignas Brazdeikis. Ignas Brazdeikis. Ignas Brazdeikis. It seems like the Knicks can't pick a first round pick though.
Seems like no one can. I mean, even Zion, in my opinion, didn't look that great.
No. He's now been shut down for the whole summer league. How do we feel about them treating him?
By the way, the number one pick, he plays his first summer league game, and he's wearing shoes that say Duke on them. You can't give. He's a big Nike guy. You can't give him a new shiny shoe.
You're lying. That's true.
100%.
And he got injured in those shoes.
They were Kyrie's
again.
But he hasn't.
It's the shoe.
Signed him the New Balance.
It's the shoe.
He hasn't signed a shoe contract. I actually have a bet with one of my buddies. My buddy took Puma at like 12-1, and I took the field. Okay.
I'll tell you this much.
Yeah. You did. But by the way, Puma is snatching guys up left and right.
Boogie Cousins.
They got him?
Yeah. Last year.
Wow.
But I'll tell you this. Derrick Rose.
Wait, you're telling me Boogie Cousins got a new shoe deal last year?
Yeah. Before he went to the Warriors.
Wow.
He had some hype around him.
So what the fuck does he need a contract for?
Who?
He doesn't. Boogie Cousins. Everyone's like, oh, why is he signing his $3 million deals?
I can tell you, he didn't. I mean.
You don't need the money.
He needs the money.
God, have you seen his auto financing?
Have you seen his house? It's only 3 stories.
Yeah, guy needs.
No, but seriously, Zion will not get the amount of money only because Derrick Rose set a precedent. I'm telling you, the brands will be hesitant to sign Zion to
LeBron set the precedent.
No, LeBron is worth the money. It's guys like Zion.
You're saying because he's injured?
No, because it's his frame. It's first of all, he's going to get injured. The boy is big.
The boy got a big booty.
You talking about the big three. That's the big one.
He does have a big booty, but that guy jumps out of the gym and they're talking
about...
By
the way, could they not get him some, like, baggy uniforms? I mean, that stuff is tight. It's like Dwight Howard.
Zion is at a tipping point in his life right now.
Literally.
The three of us have been at that point where you're like a healthy eating weekend away from being fit again, or you're a bad weekend away from being fat forever. And yeah. Zion is right there. He is looking down two roads.
Tractor trailer, man.
That is exactly what he could be.
He could.
Yeah. I will say, if you guys happen to watch the highlights of that first half, because I have not watched any real summer league ball, unlike you, Ben, he was a bully. What he did to Kevin Knox
in the highlights, the three highlights.
First of all, he had like 10 points, dunks.
I watched
Fantastic.
The game. I watched the game. It was not great.
It wasn't great.
His shot is horrendous.
It's so ugly.
So bad.
And speaking of tractor trailer, I ran into Michael Sweetney at a basketball tournament 2 weeks ago, and he has a chance to look just like him.
Is Michael Sweetney in the big three?
Michael Sweetney is nowhere. Michael Sweetney is working at McDonald's.
No, Michael Sweetney should be in the big three.
No, he should not. He's not notable enough.
Georgetown legend.
It's only because we're Knicks fans. That's why we know the name Michael Sweetney. Yeah. Nobody else remembers Michael Sweetney.
If you have a 30-point game at the Garden, you are good for life.
Yeah, like Michael Doliak, Lance Thomas.
Jerome James?
I could talk about him all day.
Was Jerome James a 30-point guy?
Jerome James was a New York Knicks paying him $20 million a year from the Seattle Sonics.
He was the start of this.
He was the start of all of the horrible contracts. He was. But yeah, so Zion Williamson, lay off the cheesecake. That guy is...
He's big.
He's one bite away from tractor trailer Michael Sweetney.
He's a big boy.
And he just...
He's got a great personality.
But do you really think...
Star quality.
Unbelievable. I love him. I mean, I've gone on record saying how much I love him, but I think that they're doing him a disservice. If they're saying he's not injured... They keep doing this. If he's not injured, let him play. You're just going to keep shutting him down and protecting
him
forever?
You need to get him conditioned. And part of that is letting him play, but you can't risk it. He just needs to get in the gym and lose some of that weight.
To Weinrib's point, and actually to your point too, Ben, first and foremost, when Zion was in the draft and we thought the Knicks had a legitimate shot at the number one pick, we all had a four-hour conversation on the way home from Foxwoods about how Zion is going to transform basketball. He's a generational talent.
Yes.
The Knicks get the third pick, and we're all talking about him like he's a bum.
Yes.
There has to be a happy middle ground here.
There isn't. If you're not on the Knicks, you're
I would
a
love
bum.
To know the percentage of first picks in the NBA draft, and how many of them become all-stars, and how many become role players, and how many become bums.
I have done this math before because I hate Philadelphia.
And how many have won championships?
I had done the math before, because when Philly picked Markelle Fultz, who I hated, and they picked Ben Simmons, who I also do not like, my boys are all from Philly. They all love
him. What do you like?
New Jersey. And the New York Knicks.
Thank you.
I did the math, and it's surprisingly in favor of the number one pick. I was really surprised when I did it.
That the number one pick does well.
That they wind up being perennial all-stars. And I was shocked when I did. Because in my head, I think Markelle Fultz. I think Anthony Bennett. I think all of these guys who were trash.
Darko Milicic.
He was
Michael Olowokandi.
Darko was two.
Who was one?
LeBron was one. LeBron. Darko two.
Oh, yeah.
Melo three. Bosh Lolo four. Candy? Dwayne Wade five.
Michael Olowokandi. What a name. What a name.
So who do you guys think were the winners and losers of free agency?
I think that
I say one winner, one loser. You say it.
Okay, fine. Shapiro, go.
The loser, the easiest... thing that comes to mind, New York Knicks. That was terrible. I am so tired of living in New York. I've been here for 2 years now. And I'm so tired of living in New York, and every 5 years they just gear up for a big free agency and they swing and they miss.
Yep.
Every single time. They are the biggest super dork losers of the NBA. It's not even close.
Yep.
The winners, pure free agency, you have to go with the Lakers. What they've been able to do with their trades, with their signings, I don't see another option here.
The winners, I think, are the Clippers. That was the only other option. It's either the Lakers or the Clippers because they signed the two best players in the league.
I'm surprised our resident New Yorker didn't say the Nets.
the Nets, I think we...
They signed two players, but let's get real. They're playing one.
The Nets?
Three. DeAndre. Yeah.
No,
also a Dallas Maverick.
By the way, the Nets obviously aren't the losers of free agency, no. But I'm going to make a weird, like, it's going to be a weird hot take. Those were not good signings. Kyrie Irving has a history of being a dick and separating locker rooms. I'm happy, like, as a LeBron hater, I'll still admit that the only reason he won that ring, like, sure, Kyrie hit that shot. And that, like, it's the same, you can always make that argument. It's like, oh, if Ray Allen didn't hit that shot, then LeBron doesn't win a ring. But LeBron James made Kyrie the player that he was on that team, and Kyrie is not the same type of guy by himself. And Kevin Durant is injured.
And by the way, that's okay.
Of course.
Who doesn't love a Scottie Pippen?
Totally. But now you have two Scottie Pippens if Durant doesn't come back healthy.
It's true.
Durant is coming off of... This is the equivalent of Tommy John surgery in baseball. Like, you get injured like this, it's very hard
Kevin
to become
Durant
the same
is
guy.
A seven-foot shooter. He's fine.
If he's fine,
if Kyrie would have went to the Lakers,
yeah, that would have been. But then he'd be such a bitch. It's like, I can't win without LeBron, and then he comes back.
Really?
He apologizes.
I think it would have been a homecoming.
Yeah. Who do you think was the winner of free agency?
Winner for sure, Lakers, because when free agency started, it was all about Magic Johnson leaving, Rob Pelinka.
That's true. They shifted the narrative.
They shifted the narrative.
They did,
and they finally got that second star. Yeah. And they got the star that everyone thought they were going to get, and they actually got him. And they got him without dealing Kuzma. Loser for sure, in my opinion, the Rockets. Because last year, there weren't that many teams with two dominant players. This year, it's like every team has two dominant players.
Yeah, how didn't they get someone? It's a
good
call.
They took five steps back.
They did.
They have no chance in the West now.
No. I think that the second that they lost Trevor Ariza, I think that was the... That was the tipping point for them. He's that type.
What?
He's that He's that guy. He's the glue guy.
That happened last year, though.
And last year, they weren't the same team.
Trevor Ariza is a glue guy, but you can't say the fall of the Rockets promise
what a quote.
Was Trevor Ariza.
I think it was. I think it was. Speaking of outlandish things to say, Tom Brady this week ran a 40-yard dash faster than he did at the NFL Combine when he came into the league. Is Tom Brady drinking from the fountain of youth, or is he going to that spa where Belichick gets jerked off every week?
Kraft.
What did I say?
Belichick.
They probably both go and get the nice hand jerks.
They have the couples massage.
They have the couples massage. The fountain of youth, Tom Brady. What is that guy eating?
His face is changing.
Baker's Bay.
Baker's Bay.
He is a Baker's Bay guy.
He's just getting younger, golfing.
Have you seen his face?
No, though? It's from kissing his son.
That's also
That's
weird.
True. You suck the life out
you
of
You suck them. The life out of your young ones.
Have you seen a picture of his son recently?
90?
Benjamin Button.
In all seriousness, has anybody seen Tom Brady's face on Instagram? His face has changed over the past 3 years. It's crazy. I don't know if it's Botox. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But it is crazy. There's no way a man who only eats plants gets Botox. So it's not that. It has to be diet and weirdness.
It could have something to do with, like, all the hocus pocus that Giselle brings into that family.
Giselle.
She just, like, they only eat the most organic of the fruits of the, I don't know. I just feel like they're just a very
happy
healthy
wife,
family.
Happy life, man.
Oh, yeah. Happy wife. Happy life. Well, folks, that's our show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's over. So don't worry. You guys will be back. But thank you guys so much for joining us. As always, you can follow The Schwitz on Instagram at The Schwitz. You can join our private Facebook group called The Schwitzers on Facebook. I'm not sure either of you are members.
I love a private group.
But maybe if you are, that's a...
What's the membership fee?
It is a hug from... someone can hug me? I wasn't prepared for that question. There is no membership
fee. It's $9.99 a month.
There is no membership.
You get 2 months free?
There is no membership fee. You can come. You can join for free.
Wow.
You can also follow us... at the Schwitz Pod on Twitter. It's a little bit under construction. You won't see any tweets, but the Schwitz Pod, while we're waiting for at the Schwitz to come in, to great
And the
follow.
Instagram is great. A lot of great content.
The Instagram is great at the Schwitz. As always, I'm Ben at Boy With No Job. Boys, call your ways out.
Mames at Mames With No Job.
Shapiro at Shapiro.org.
Ooh, .org. They still selling those?
I think so. I don't even know how to get a .org.
Schwitz season!